弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我相信一个很好的诗歌敬拜超过很多的话语啊。
I believe a wonderful music worship is more, can do more than words.
刚才我们在这里唱到，我一生活着是为了要敬拜你。
As we were singing, the reason that we live is to worship you.
我不晓得我们多少人唱到这个歌的时候，我们里面真是这个样子。
I don't know how many of us truly felt that way when we were singing.
敬拜不是在教会里面举举手叫做敬拜。
Worship is not limited to singing at church.
斯派克弟兄对敬拜的定义就是 holy for God, 就是我全然为着神。
The definition Brother Sparks gave to worship is that we are holy for God.
Oswald Chambers 讲到竭诚为主 my utmost for His highest.
And Brother Oswald Chambers says it is my utmost for His highest.
就是我整个人就是为着他。
That my whole being is for Him.
我的健康、我的时间、我的力量、我的财富、我的一生的抱负，我都是为了要来侍奉、敬拜这位荣耀的王。
My health, my money, my possession, my time, my whole future is to serve this glorious King.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们真实在圣灵里面、在主里面来敬拜他的时候，我相信我们整个人就被 lift up.
So I believe that as we truly worship Him in the Spirit, we will be lifted up.
我今天要继续讲我们今年的主题。
Today I'm going to continue with the series for this year.
今年我们是讲到主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
This year we've been talking about wherever the Spirit is, there is liberty.
前一阵子我们比较重在是脱离、脱离、脱离啊。
So the first part, we've been focusing on departing from, being free from.
我们脱离各样的罪恶，脱离控告，脱离捆绑，脱离肉体。
So that we can be freed from all kinds of bondages of, free from flesh accusations.
但是我们现在这四月份开始，我们希望讲更正面的，就是怎么样子进入到圣灵里面的自由。
So starting from April, we're going to be focusing on the positive side. How can we enter into the freedom in the Spirit?
虽然我服侍主已经这么多年了哈。
Yes, I've been serving the Lord for many years.
从前你要我讲这个题目的时候，我觉得很容易，侃侃而谈。
I used to feel it is a very simple message to preach on before.
可是我信主越久的时候，我越觉得我这个人在主的面前，我觉得我按着我所知道的，我真是不知道。
But yeah, the longer I serve the Lord, the more I feel that there's so much more that I do not know.
所以我这两天我跟于师母讲过好几次了，我说弄不好我这个主日要在台上发呆了。
So this week I share with us Pastor Nancy several times, so maybe I'll just appear blank on the pulpit this Sunday.
因为在座的都是大脑袋的。
Because everyone here is more or less very intellectual.
不然你不会跑到 Silicon Valley 来的。
Otherwise, you would not have moved to Silicon Valley.
但是我觉得今天我们一个很大的困难就是，要讲的头头是道并不困难。
But yet, one of the obstacles is that it is not hard to explain things well.
但要能够帮助弟兄姊妹，帮助我自己，能够真正进入他主观的经历，那这是一个最大的挑战。
But yet, the greatest challenge is how we can help ourselves to enter into the experience.
我们都知道神早就在基督里面叫我们得自由了。
Because we all know that the Lord has already set us free in Christ Jesus.
但是我们却发现在这么多的事情上我们不自由，对不对？
But yet we find ourselves lacking this freedom in many things.
而我们今天对自由的观念是非常世界化的。
And yet our concept, our understanding of freedom is very secular.
我想我们一讲到自由，我们就会想到从前很有名的说法哈，这个生命诚可贵，爱情价更高，若为自由故，二者皆可抛，对不对？
So whenever we think about freedom, we immediately think of a saying in Chinese, is that even though our life is precious, but love is even more precious, but what's even the most precious is freedom.
我们觉得自由就是我希望能够去做我想做的事情。
So we think that being free is to do whatever we want to do.
我不管是在澳洲，是在中国，是在欧洲， 是在美国，在各地，我问弟兄姊妹，到底什么叫自由
？So I've been asking people, what is freedom indeed? Everywhere I go in the world.
那几乎都一定有人回答我说，能够去做自己想做的事。
Almost there's always someone who answer me to do whatever we want to do.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，这个自由仍然是外面的东西。
But we have to understand that that freedom is still very outward.
如果我们每一个人都能够去做自己想做的事的话，这个世界早就大乱了。
But if everyone gets to do whatever we want to do, this world will be so chaotic.
你就发现在很多的时候，我们在该做的事情上，我们没有力量去做。
But oftentimes we feel we lack the strength to do whatever we ought to do.
虽然我们知道该做，但是我就是没有力量去做。
Yes, we know that we ought to do, but we lack the strength to do.
在很多我们知道不该去做的事情，但是我们却没有力量不去做它。
But yet, on the things that we are not supposed to do, we lack the strength to refrain ourselves from doing it.
我不晓得我刚刚讲的这两种情形我们有没有。
I don't know if we fall into these kind of situations.
绝对有我刚才说的这样情形的请举手。
If you have these challenges, please raise your hand. Yeah,
真的是对不对？
Yes,
很多的时候我们明明知道我应该祷告，我应该奉献，我应该这么做，应该不要生气，我没办法。
Oftentimes we feel we ought to pray and we ought to make offerings or we ought to refrain our tempers, but we lack the strength doing it.
对于一些我知道我明明不应该的，但是我就是也没办法不去不那样子做。
And then we cannot control ourselves from doing the things we're not supposed to.
我一个月前在南加州聚会的时候，那个其中一个专题讲员放了一些 PowerPoint 给我们看。
A month ago, I was leading a conference in South California, and then the conference was showing us a video.
我想你们都知道，去年在网络上很震撼人的一幅图画，就是有二十多个大概是埃及的基督徒被 ISIS 抓的，准备要砍头的。
So we probably all remember a very shocking image that we saw on the internet last year. So about 20 Egyptian Christians, they were captured by ISIS and they were about to be beheaded.
我犹豫了一下，还是没有去把那个图找出来，因为看的实在是很难过。
I hesitated and I decided not to show the image today because it's very heartbreaking.
他们全部穿着橘红色的衣服跪在地上。
On their knees in their orange robe.
然后后面每一个站着一个蒙面的人拿刀子架在他的脖子上。
And behind each one of them, there's a person with a mask and holding a knife on their neck.
而他们给他最后的机会，就是如果你否认你是基督徒，你现在就可以起来。
And each one of them were given the last chance. If they would deny Jesus, they could walk away free.
你发现这二十一个人全部跪着抬头挺胸，没有一个人吓得不得了的。
But then we see that all 21 of them, they were so brave, and none of them were in fear.
他们就这样子有那个自由，能够不去妥协。
So they had the freedom to not compromise.
他们不是砍头，他们是这样慢慢刮刮刮把脖子把头割下来。
When they were executed, it's not like their head got chopped off in a second.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是两千年前的殉道史，这是今天就在去年发生的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a martyrdom in the history. It happens today in this modern day, just right now, last year.
什么力量让他跪在那里？差不多是二三十岁的年轻人。什么力量让他有勇气说 No, 我永远不妥协。
So what kind of strength that would enable them to not compromise?These are all young people in their 20s or 30s.
弟兄姊妹，面对这些人，我们今天所说的自由，我们觉得羞耻，提不起来。
So facing these martyrs, we feel ashamed, boasting about us lacking freedom.
我们为了付一点代价，我们为了读经祷告，为了在神家参加聚会，我们可能有各式各样的埋怨。
So we have all kinds of complaints.About our Christian duties of praying, reading the Bible, or coming to meetings.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得，如果今天我是那个跪在地上的人，我能够说什么
？I don't know what would I have said if I were one of them.
我会想到我的孩子还要读书，我会想到我还有工作要做，我还会想到我有那么多人生没过。弟兄姊妹，我们会不会说 No？
I would probably thought about, oh, my kids still need to go to college and.And then I still have a lot of things I haven't experienced in life. I don't know if I would just say no.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做自由？
So what is freedom, brothers?
自由真的是我做我想做的事吗？
Is freedom truly what you just can do what you want to do.
在基督里的自由难道是这个吗？
Is that what it means to be free in Christ?
在圣经上这么明显的告诉我们，其实我们没有一个人会有真自由的。
Because the scripture tells us very clearly, none of us has true freedom.
因为罗马书第六章告诉我们那么清楚，岂不知你们顺从谁，就做谁的奴仆吗？
Because Romans chapter 6 tells us very clearly, don't you know that whoever you follow, you obey, you are the slave to it?
你说我要做自己的主人。
You say, I want to be my own master.
那你就是你自己的奴仆。
Then you are slave to yourself.
我整个人就活在一个可怜的旧造的人性，一个自私的人性，一个残缺不全的人性的控制底下。
Then I'm completely under the control of the selfish, corrupted old nature.
而当我让自己做主人的时候，我们自己看看我们今天活出来的样子，我们满意吗？
Let us see the consequence of us being our own master. Are you satisfied?
我们周围的人对我们满意吗？
Are people around us satisfied with us?
好，所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天要讲自由的时候，我们一定要回到圣经里面来。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we talk about freedom and liberty, we have to come back to the Bible.
我们看看圣经给我们的自由到底是什么。
We have to see what the Bible is giving us.
这个加拉太书第五章十三节特别说，弟兄们，你们蒙召是为了要得自由。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 3 says, Brothers and sisters, you are called to be free.
所以你要知道，神叫我们得救，其实是叫我们得自由。
So the Lord save us so that we can be free.
这个自由的观念跟世界的观念跟你我自己原来的观念是截然不同的。
And this freedom is very different from the freedom defined in this world or whatever we pursue before.
这个自由是在生命里面的，是在圣灵里面的。
Because that freedom is in life and in the Holy Spirit.
这个生命能够让我们能够去做我们该做的，就算我不想做。
So that life, that free life can enable us to do things that even though we don't want to.
这个自由能够让我去做我原来不能够做的。
And that freedom enable me to do whatever I was not able to.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望今天回到圣经里面来看哈，那主耶稣在地上的时候。
So we want to today go back to the Bible and see what Jesus did.When he was on earth.
当他三十岁出来开始服事的时候。
When he started his ministry at age of 30.
路加福音记载他第一个开始的服事就是进到会堂里面传这个伟大的福音。
In the Gospel of Luke, the first thing that the scripture recorded after he came out of the ministry is this great gospel.
我已经写在纲要上了，我们中文英文一起来读好不好？
It is already on online. Let's read together.
好，这主的灵在我身上。因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的新年。你要发现主耶稣一出来开始传信息的时候，
We notice that as soon as the Lord Jesus started his ministry and preaching,
他就告诉世上的人他来的目的是为了什么。
Then he proclaimed to the world the purpose of his coming.
弟兄姊妹，我也希望我们能够就知道我们为什么信耶稣，信耶稣的目的。
And brothers and sisters, we hope that we will all know the purpose of us believing Jesus.
神差他的儿子来是要叫我们得自由。
Because God sent his son so that we can be free.
他传福音给贫穷的人听。
He preached the gospel to the poor.
他在这里要报告被掳的得释放。
And he's proclaiming the liberty to the captive.
瞎眼的得看见。
Recovery of sight to the blind.
这个也是讲到自由。
And that is another form of freedom.
瞎眼的人一个 很大的特点就是他不能够自由的去看到他想看的。
Because a blind person cannot freely see what he wants to see.
斯派克弟兄说，仇敌在我们身上最大的一个诡计就是叫人被蒙蔽，就是不能够看到所该看的。
So Brother Sparks says the biggest scheme of the enemy is to blind us and deceive us so that we cannot see what we ought to see.
所以主耶稣在罗马在约翰福音第八章说，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
That's why Jesus proclaimed in John chapter 8 says you shall know the truth and truth shall set you free.
当我们眼睛被蒙蔽的时候看不到真理，我们就得不到自由。
When our eyes are blinded, we cannot see the truth, then we cannot see freedom.
明明基督已经叫我们自由了，但是你却发现我们活得不自由。
Yes, is that Christ Jesus has already set us free, and yet we do not live in that freedom.
因为我们不认识真理。
Because we do not know the truth.
我们不知道真理真正的意义是什么。
We do not know the true meaning of that truth.
所以我们还是活在各样的捆绑、各样仇敌的控告里面。
Therefore, we still live in bondage and accusations.
这里接下来讲叫那受压制的得自由。
And it says to set the captives.To set free the oppressed.
报告被神悦纳人的喜年。
And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
不久以前这个汪院长来曾经跟我们讲过这一节圣经，我想大家记忆犹新啊。
So not long ago, Pastor Wang has already preached this sermon to us.
报告人喜年是那些做奴隶的、被卖的，现在全部都可以得到自由了。
Because the acceptable year, the jubilee year, is the year that the slaves got set free.
所有的债务免除，所有的产业归回，所有的身份恢复自由。
Because all the debts are cancelled, all the properties will be returned, and all the oppressed, the slaves will be set free.
全都讲到自由。
It's all about freedom.
那弟兄姊妹，我想问弟兄姊妹一个问题，你自己回答就好了。
And I'd like to ask you a question. You can just answer yourself.
我们知不知道在现在，在我的生命里，在我的生活中，有什么东西我不自由
？Do we know is there anything that we are not free from in our lives?
我们稍微想一下，不要管别人。
Let's pause and think about it.
我们有没有什么东西是我不自由的
？Is there anything that I'm not free from？
可能是我天然的性格，在某些方面让我没有办法不去做一些事。
Maybe my natural personality, oftentimes will force me to do something.
可能罪恶在我身上有权势，让我不能不去做一些得罪神的事。
Or maybe the sin still has a grip on me that I.Cannot be free from it. That I have to sin and.
世界在我身上有捆绑。
Maybe the world has a bondage on me.
或者我的情绪，我成为我情绪的奴隶。当我情绪上来的时候，没有人拿我有办法。
Or I'm a slave to my own emotions, and no one can do anything about me.
今天情绪的问题是非常非常严重啊。
Nowadays, the emotion problems is such a.Epidemic problem.
就算我们外面不犯罪，但是我们的情绪在这里到处造成伤害，也造成自己的伤害。
It's possible that we might not be committing a sin, but then our emotions are damaging people and ourselves.
我们没有办法克服自己的 depression.
And we cannot fight against our own depression.
我们没有办法克服自己里面心中的那个低落。
And we cannot overcome this heaviness and down.
我们没办法克服心中的不愉快，我就是跟那个人过不去。
And then we just cannot overcome the unhappiness. We just cannot forgive someone.
我没有办法克服心中的不满，我就是要发牢骚，我就是要批评论断。
I cannot overcome the dissatisfaction in my heart, and I just have to complain. I just have to grudge.
我不能不上网，我一天不上网一个小时，我这个人好像今天白过的。
Or we cannot refrain from getting on the internet. If we stay away from internet for an hour, we feel like we have wasted our day.
我如果今天没有上去看 WeChat, 没有看 email, 我睡不着觉，我一定要看。
Or we cannot fall asleep without checking WeChat or email first.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道是什么东西。
I don't know whatever that is.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣来。
But Jesus came.
他要叫被掳的得释放。
He's setting the captives free.
叫受压制的得自由。
And then set at liberty those who are oppressed.
而且要告诉我们，我们现在是 free. 他报告我们神。悦纳人的新年就是全部都 free 了。
And then to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord is a jubilee year, and we have all been set free.
我们不欠任何的东西。
And that all our debts are cancelled. We don't owe anything.
像是 Good Friday 有一个小组弄的，对不对 ？Paid 啊，全部都配光了。
Like last Good Friday, one of the tables says we are all has been paid.
你看四月十号又要来了，大家要付 property tax.
So April 15, and then is our tax are due.
如果在那个账单上面 IRS 寄来的时候已经按一个 pay, 你多高兴啊。
So won't we be very happy when the bill from IRS comes and it said already paid?
你们需不需要收到这样子的
?Would you like to receive a bill?
就是我们巴不得有人帮我们 pay it all.
How we wish that someone would pay all of it.
这就是主耶稣告诉我们的。
And that is what the Lord Jesus proclaimed to us.
那弟兄姊妹，我们今天要在这里，就是要面对一个问题啊。
But today we're here to face a problem.
既然神召我们，蒙召是叫我们得自由。
Since the Lord has called us to be free.
既然真理是要叫我们得自由。
And the truth is to set us free.
既然主耶稣来到地上的时候，他所有所做的事情就是叫人得自由。
And whatever Jesus did on earth was to set people free.
而今天我们的主题又说主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And this year's theme is that wherever the spirit is, there is liberty, because the Lord is the spirit.
这是圣经上告诉我们的。
And that is what the Bible tells us.
然后我刚刚请大家安静自己想的，我们到底有没有什么不自由。
And just now I asked people to pause, to think about, is there anything that we're not free from?
这两个不应该同时存在的。
These two should not coexist.
如果主来就是要叫我完全的自由，我就不应该再有不自由。
If the Lord Jesus came so that I can be completely free, then there should be anything that we are still not free from.
如果我还是有不自由，活不出这个自由来，表示主的话有问题。
But if I still cannot enjoy true freedom, total freedom, does that mean?God's words has some issues.
不光主耶稣的话有问题，主耶稣白来了。
Not only that the words have some problem, but Jesus came in vain.
他白死了。
He died in vain.
他说成了是假的。
When he said it is finished, it's not true.
他在十字架上流血受苦，全是白费的。
He has suffered and bled on the cross in vain.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不可以摆在一起的。
Because these two should not be put together.
所以如果他是真的，他爱我是真的，他死是真的。
But if it is true that he loves me and he died for me,
he set me free 是真的的话。
If it's true that he has set me free,
弟兄姊妹，我们就要不甘心我还活在不自由中。
Then we should not allow ourselves to live in such a bondage.
不管这个不自由是因为犯罪来的，是因为软弱失败来的，是我这个肉体来的，是我的情绪来的。
Whatever that bond, the cause of the bondage is, whether it is from sin, from emotions or weaknesses, whatever that is.
多少人在那里说只能做钱财的主人，不能做钱财的仆人，只能做情绪的主人，不能做情绪的仆人。
Many people tell us that we can only be the master of our money, not slaves, and we can only be the masters of emotion, not slaves to them.
请问离开主谁做得到？
But apart from the Lord, who can do it?
如果做得到的话，今天我们已经不需要救恩了。
If we can accomplish it, then we do not need the salvation.
岂不知你顺从谁，就是做谁的奴仆吗？
Don't you know, whatever you subject to, you are the slave to it.
如果我们胜不过我们的 negative 的这个 emotion, 我们就是我们情绪的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome our negative emotions, then we are slaves to our emotions.
我们胜不过钱财的迷惑，我们就是钱财的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the temptation of money, then we are slaves to money.
我们胜不过罪恶的试探的诱惑，我们就是罪恶的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the temptation of sin, then we are slaves to sin.
我们胜不过那个自私的本性，我们就是肉体的奴仆。
If we cannot overcome the selfishness, the selfish nature, then we are slaves to it.
弟兄姊妹，这两个不能够同时存在的。
Because these two cannot coexist.
所以今天我们来到这个面前，我们都要求主耶稣帮助我们，真的要求主耶稣帮助我们。
So at this point, we really need the Lord to help us.
我给你把圣经所有自由的经文列出来，没有用的。
It is useless, even if I tell you all of the verses about freedom.
我不应该说没有用哈，就是如果我们不用信心来接受它，我们不让圣灵把我们带进去，你光看这些经文，对我们到底有什么帮助呢？
In other words, if we do not receive all these words with faith, then these words will not benefit us.
所以我们这次的主题经文非常非常重要啊。
Therefore, the theme of verse is so important this year.
我们多读一节好了，我们背诵经文，今年已经不晓得背的第几次了。
So let's read again.
我们从十六节读起，好吧？
Let's read from verse 16.
Oh, 你们临时叫不出来，好，没有关系啊。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
我们从十六节读，翻到的请一起读，好不好？
Let's read together.
他们的心几时归向主，帕子就几时除去了。主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照。就变成主的形状， 荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。好，我们在这里看见保罗劝当时的犹太人。
Here we see Paul was exhorting the Jews.
因为他们每一次读圣经的时候，有一个帕子遮盖他们的眼上。
Because whenever they were reading the scripture, there is a veil.
就是摩西的律法。
And that is the law of Moses.
就是以色列人一直自以为傲的律法。
Something that the Jews, the Israelites, were proud about.
但弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人遮住自己的帕子都不一样。
But everyone else.Of us has our own veils.
但是帕子，帕子给我们带来两个最大的伤害。
But what does the veil bring us to?
第一个，它蒙蔽了我们。
First of all, it deceives and blinds us.
让我们看不见该看的。
So that we cannot see what we ought to see.
所以有人出个小孩子在玩的时候出个谜语，你知道全世界最大的是什么吗
？So there's a riddle to children. Guess what is the greatest in this world?
有人说海，有人说山。
Some kids will say a mountain. Some people will say ocean. 嗯，
但是出这个题目的小孩子很得意地公布答案。他说是眼皮。
And then the author of the riddle says the answer is your eyelid.
他说你眼皮一关，全世界你都看不到了。
Because when you close your eyelid, you cannot even see the world.
仇敌一遮蔽，我们就看不见主。
As soon as the enemy blinds us, we cannot see the Lord.
仇敌一遮蔽，我们就看不见该看见的真理。
When the enemy blinds us, then we cannot see the truth.
所以当帕子除去的时候
，So when the veil is taken away,
你就发现底下我们可以敞着脸来见着主的荣光。
Then we can behold,
遮蔽拿掉了。
Then we can behold the glory of the Lord with unveiled face.
第二个帕子这个第二个很大的难主
，The second damage that the veil does to us,
就是它带来隔绝。
Because it brings, isolation.
Oh, isolation. 对不起哈，它让我们不能够跟主之间，这像一个绝缘体一样，把我们这个隔开来了。
Okay, it seems like just like an insulant separating us from the Lord.
哦，所以电那么大的 power 过不来，因为一个塑胶在中间。
When there's a insulation, even the greatest electric power cannot come.
那么强的电过不来，因为一个木板在中间。
If there's like a piece of wood, the greatest electric power cannot pass.
那主的灵是一个释放的大能。
And the spirit of the Lord is a great has that great transformation.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就要得自由才对的哈。
Whenever the spirit is, there should be liberty.
但是因为我们有个帕子，就把它给隔绝了，让我们经历不到主释放的大能。
But yet we have a veil that separates us from that power, and we cannot experience that great transformation.
但是保罗在这里却告诉我们，圣灵是释放大能的。
But yet Paul is telling us that the Spirit has that liberating power.
保罗也告诉我们，圣灵是一个改变的大能。
And Paul also tells us that the Spirit has transformation power.
它能够让我们变成主的形象。
So it can cause us to be transformed to the image of the Lord.
所以我们来看释放的大能。
So first of all, let us see the liberating.
他的主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
Because wherever the spirit is, there is liberty.
我也引用了哥林多前书十五章四十五节，说到末后的亚当就是指的基督。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, it says the first man.
他成了叫人活的灵。
The last Adam, which is Christ, became a life-giving spirit.
换句话说，什么时候我们跟基督 encounter 真正接触基督的时候，我这个人一定活过来。
In other words, whenever we encounter with Christ, we will be made alive.
我们真正跟基督接触的时候，我会被 set free 哈，我得自由。
Whenever I'm connected with Christ, I will be set free.
所以，如果我们自己里面经历不到自由。
So if we do not experience this freedom,
弟兄姊妹表示那边一定有个帕子存在。
That means there must be a veil.
那这个帕子可能是我们律法、我们的传统、我们对真理的认识。
This veil could be our tradition, our laws, or our misunderstanding of the truth.
可能是不幸的恶心，或是我们缺少。这个对真理的认识
or it could be our unbelief or our lack of understanding
当然也很可能是我们的犯罪
or it could be our sin as well
啊，我们不顺服神的地方都会成为帕子
whenever we're disobedient to the Lord it can become our veil
但是弟兄姊妹圣灵是带着释放大能的灵
but yet the Holy Spirit is the spirit with great liberating power
哎呀，我这种见证我相信我们听很多我就相信在我们中间都有很多的
I believe we have heard a lot of testimonies even in our midst
我上次跟你们讲过一个姓王的弟兄他说他戒毒戒到最后他切断指头还是没办法
Last time I shared with you brother Wayne he was trying to stop gambling, even to the point that he cut all of his fingers off.
戒毒啊 ，drug 不是 gambling.
He was trying to be free from the drugs.
他说他的指头到医院急诊室刚刚缝好，出了急诊室的门以后，毒瘾又回来了哈。
Because as soon as his fingers got sewed up in the hospital and he was discharged.And this addiction came back.
他从十几岁一直到三十七岁，这将近二十年的时间，进出监狱不知道多少次了。
Since his teenage years until his thirties, he's been in prison so many times.
直到他信了耶稣。
Until he believed in Jesus.
他说有一个说不出来的能力，一个新的生命的性情在他里面，让他能够那么自然地胜过毒瘾。
He says there's this unspeakable power, this renewed life in him that he was able to overcome the addiction of drugs.
那这是讲到罪恶或是一个瘾在这里抓住人。
So here we see that there's a sin or addiction that's controlling.
我在医院里面，就连我跟于师母自己传过福音的这些人。
Even to those people that Sister Nancy and I have preached to in the hospitals.
他们可能前面几天都吓得睡不着觉，因为长癌症，非常严重的癌症。
They could be in fear. The fear might seize them. They could not sleep because of their cancer.
可是你发现，当他们真接受耶稣的时候
，But once they believe and accepted Jesus,
根本就是在第二天我们再去看他，他整个的表情都不一样。他说这么多日子睡不着觉，昨天晚上一觉到天亮。
But then the next day when we went back to visit, the whole continent changed, and then they were able to sleep.
我昨天晚上还看到一个牧师，他说他到 Oregon 去讲道的时候。
Last night I saw a pastor who went to Oregon to.
他的见证，他说他在 Oregon 讲完道的时候，有一个癌症病人哈，这个弟兄姊妹带他去为一个癌症病人祷告。
He gave this testimony that after the meeting, a brother took him to visit a cancer patient to pray for the cancer patient.
他就为他祷告。
So he prayed for the cancer patient.
三天之后。
Three days later.
这个太太来告诉这个牧师。
The wife came to talk to the pastor.
你们一定在想说他病好了哈。
And then you probably think that okay, this cancer patient got healed.
那个太太来告诉他说我先生去世了。
But the wife came to the pastor says my husband has passed away.
那个牧师听着就很难过。
And the pastor felt very sorry.
其实我跟于师母认识的一个等于属灵的大哥哥，他说他多少次被带到癌症病人的旁边为病人祷告。
Pastor Nancy and I also know a very spiritual brother, and he says that so many times he was brought to pray for cancer patients.
他说祷告的每一个人都死了。
That everyone that he prayed for.
不是因为他祷告他死了，而是说祷告没让他活过来，所以他信心非常受挫折。
Well, it's not that he prayed and that because of his prayer they died, but then his prayer never caused them to be healed. So sometimes he feels very frustrated.
那你要知道，当传道人的挫折感其实是很多的。
So you have to know it's very easy for pastors to feel frustrated.
你们只有自己家的难处，我们是一大堆难处的。
Because you only have to take care of the difficulties in your family, but we have so many difficulties.
所以那个牧师听到说他走了就很难过。
So that pastor, after the wife told the pastor her husband passed away, so he felt very bad.
没想到那个太太跟他讲，他说牧师你一点不要难过。
But then the wife says, Pastor, please don't feel sorry.
你不知道我先生在你为他祷告之前。
You don't know about my husband before you came to pray for him.
他说他心中充满了愤怒，充满了苦毒，天天埋怨神，天天对人发脾气。
Because his heart was full of bitterness and anger, and then he was complaining and throwing tempers every day.
为什么这件事情要临到我？
He would complain, why would this happen to me?
为什么神不听祷告？
Why didn't God answer my prayer?
为什么比我不爱主的人，比我糟的人，他们好好的？
Why is that those people who are worse than me?They live a better life.
他说他的生活简直 miserable， 没有人敢跟他靠近。
His life was so miserable, no one dared to approach him.
他说你知道吗？当你为他祷告完
，But do you know after you pray for him，
有个说不出来的平安进到他里面去了。
There was such an unspeakable peace in him.
哦，他天天变得那么安静，那么安息。
He became so restful and calm.
他再也不埋怨。
He no longer complained.
他说这最后的三天，我可以跟他一起唱诗，可以跟他一起祷告，可以跟他一起读圣经。
So during the last three days of his life, we were able to pray, sing hymns, and read the Bible together.
Oh, 他说你他虽然 he was not cured, but he was healed.
So she says, even though he was not cured, but he was healed.
他虽然并没有得到医治，但是这个人的灵性、生命得到医治了。
Even though his cancer was not cured, but yet his spirit was healed.
弟兄姊妹，这是叫受压制的得自由。
Such is freedom for the oppressed.
不管罪恶的捆绑。
So whether it's a bondage of sin,
不管情绪的压制
or oppression of the emotions,
恐惧、愤怒、不平这些东西，神都叫我们得自由。
We can be free from our fears and from angers.
而且侍奉的大能不是只是让我们从消极里面出来。
And also this liberating power not only causes to rise from the negativity,
更是在积极上的哈。
But even more positive.
所以使徒行传一章八节他说圣灵要降在你们身上，你们必得着能力。
So Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says the Holy Spirit will be on you, and then you shall receive power.
弟兄姊妹，这是 power from above, 从上面来的能力。
And that is power from above.
这是我们原来没有的。
Something that we did not have before.
也是保罗说的，宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
That is also what Paul meant. That this immense power in us, in this.There's a treasure in this earthen vessel, so that the power, immense power, is from God.
所以你看到看到有那么多人借着祷告病得医治，鬼被赶出去。
Therefore, we see so many people got healed from their sicknesses and the demon cast out from them.
哦，或者借着祷告让教会复兴起来。
Or through prayer, church became revived.
那甚至不要讲这么大的，连就算我们偶然的一个聚会哈，正常的聚会。
Even not something that big, but like a regular daily meeting.
如果你参加一个聚会，冰冷冷的，非常死沉了。
If you come to a meeting that is very cold and dead.
你发现大家灵里面都非常的受压，不自由。
And you feel everyone's spirit is oppressed and not free.
我们可以让它继续这样子下去。
We can let it continue this way.
但是认识主的人会不甘心他这个样子下去。
But people who know the Lord would be willing to allow it continue.
而这种聚会的转机在于神在这里找到一些器皿，肯把自己交给他。
And such meetings can have a turning point if God can find a vessel.
而让圣灵的工作可以透过他们能够进到这个团体里面。
And the Holy Spirit can.Work through this vessel into the group.
我不知道你们有没有这样经验，我们经验过太多次了。
I don't know if you have such experience. We have a lot of these experiences.
可能祷告聚会、不是薄饼聚会，原来非常死沉的。
Maybe the communion meeting was very dead spiritually.
可能祷告聚会非常形式化的。
Or maybe the prayer meeting fall into formality.
但是突然有些人起来了，好，开始迫切的祷告。
Maybe all of a sudden some people rise up and pray fervently.
然后很多人把自己倒空，让圣灵能够通过他们。
And some people will empty themselves so that the Holy Spirit can work through them.
你发现聚会活起来了。
Then you feel the meeting became alive.
不是我能够叫聚会活起来。
It's not that I can cause the meeting to be alive.
而是主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Yet wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
而在这里有人把自己空出来。
And here, someone.Will be willing to empty themselves.
不再去体贴自己的软弱、疲倦，上班里面受到的这个不舒服的事情。
That they will not be mindful of only their own flesh and discomfort.
他把整个的心集中在主的同在中。
That they will focus their heart and mind on the Lord Jesus Himself.
他把整个人交在圣灵的手中。
And they will commit themselves into the hands of the Holy Spirit.
你发现圣灵释放的大能就借着一个小小的器皿出来。
Then the great liberating power.Will go through this little vessel into the meeting.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真的常常跟祷告会的同工们讲哈。
Therefore, I often share with coworkers at a prayer meeting.
我说每个礼拜二晚上哈。
Every Tuesday evening.
是我们众人一起来冲破这个世界给我们重重的拦阻。
So together, all of us work together to break through this hindrance set before us by the world.
仇敌借着我们的忙碌。
Through our busy life,
借着我们的疲倦
through our tiredness, fatigue,
借着我们一天生活里面各式各样的不同的遭遇
or all kinds of obstacles and experiences during the
day. 他在那里消耗我们
and the enemy is trying to wear us out.
他在那里折磨我们
he is trying to torture us,
压制我们
oppress us,
试探我们，搅扰我们
tempt us and disturb us.
所以我们来到教会的时候，你发现我们礼拜二、礼拜五常常都是很累的
Therefore, when we come to the meetings on Tuesday or Friday evenings, we are often very tired.
一点不要稀奇，世界的王就是这么做事情的。
Please do not be surprised. This is how the king of the world works.
但是我们来到一起，我们就是要来让这个世界的王从我们身上退去。
But whenever we gather together, we are in one accord to send away the king of the world.
我们借着祷告，借着信心，借着我们在这里欢迎主的同在。
Through prayer, through our faith, through our welcoming the Holy Spirit.
我们在这里一起接受圣灵的工作。
We receive together the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们来冲破仇敌给我们所有的拦阻。
That we will break through all the hindrances the enemy set before us.
让我们的祷告直达天庭。
So that our prayers can go through and reach heaven.
也让我们在祷告聚会中如同被带到主的座前。
And then so that in prayer meetings we could be brought before the throne.
所以我听过先后有两个弟兄说来到我们教会以后印象最深刻的两句话。
So I've heard brothers give testimony that after they came to our church.
上个礼拜你们还听达军也说过，一个就是要来就来真的。
Because they heard about this phrase that we want to be real.
一个要为神的儿女们走出一条路来。
And then we ought to make a way for the children of God.
我的原话是说要为神的儿女们杀出一条路来。
My original saying is that we ought to.
大概太血腥味了哈，但是其实这是属灵的征战，这就是属灵的征战。
But that is the spiritual warfare.
因为仇敌就是要把我们的灵压压压压压压到我灵不能开。
Because the enemy just want to suppress us, suppress and oppress us, so that our spirit is
压到我们不能祷告。
To a point that we cannot pray.
所以我们千万不要以为我不能祷告是件小事情。
So please do not take it lightly.If we are in the condition,
我们曾经跟核心的同工们交通过，我说我们这个器皿必须是在任何时候要开口就能开口的。
I've shared with my coworkers that we as vessels for God, we shall be able to pray any moment, any time.
不是只是有口无心的开口，是说我真正能够就到神面前开口祷告的。
Not that we will be able to just make a prayer, but we should be able to pray before God.
如果我不能够随时开口祷告，表示我跟主中间还是有问题。
But if I cannot pray any moment, that means there's still some hindrance between me and God.
就算不是罪，也是表示我们中间有拦阻，有帕子。
Even if it's not sin, but it can still be some type of veil.
你说是我个性害羞，那也要突破呀。
You say it could be my being shy, but you have to break free from it.
那你说场地这么大，我声音这么小，破碎嘛？你就大声祷告。
But you might say, oh, the meeting is so huge, and my voice is very soft.
弟兄姊妹
break free.
要为在 Silicon Valley 上班的弟兄姊妹杀出一条路来
But we have to make a way for brothers and sisters who work in Silicon Valley.
以前我们教会有几个六七个弟兄姊妹一起从 Austin 搬到这里来
So many years ago, like a group of brothers and sisters moved here from Austin, Texas.
有一个姊妹是在 Stanford 做博士后 postdoc 的她说来到 Silicon Valley 还能够每天读经的人是真基督徒
And then a sister, she was a postdoc at Stanford, and she once says that if you live in Silicon Valley and still can read the Bible every day, then you are a true Christian.
我想我就不问你们到底有谁每天读圣经了哈。
I guess I won't ask you how many of you read the Bible every day.
你要知道，每一个世代都有它特殊的挑战。
You know, every generation have their own unique challenges.
每一个人这一生的遭遇都有它特殊的地方。
And every one of us will have our unique experiences in life.
我们怎么样子在主面前凭着信心，我们为神的儿女们真正走出一条路来
？So how we can walk out, walk away, make a way for the children of God?
别人都说周间怎么可能聚会，我们就来聚给你看。
So some people will say it's impossible to have meetings on weekdays. Then we will have to show them it is possible.
别人说今天白天才被老板骂了一顿，晚上怎么可能祷告？你就祷给仇敌看。
So some people will say, well, if you get scolded by your manager during the day, it will be impossible to pray at night. But show it to the enemy, it is possible.
别人说小孩子两岁以前不容易聚会，我就聚给你看，满月我就来。
Some says it's impossible to go to meetings with children under 2 years old. But just show them that.After 1 month, you can bring your babies to meetings.
于是牧师第一个礼拜就来了。
嗯，哇，
在我们家聚会。
Pastor Nancy even attended a meeting after first week giving birth.
那弟兄姊妹，我们不要妥协这个世界的说法。
So let's not compromise to the saying of the world.
别人说等钱赚够了再十分之一，我先跟是欠钱，不要做这些事情。
Don't do it when people say after you make enough money, then you start tithing.
等我有钱再奉献 ？No， 我就是做给你看。神说我就是做。
That is not yield to the saying that only have after you have enough money.
弟兄姊妹，让圣灵在我们身上把我们带到自由里啊
！Let the Holy Spirit bring us to freedom.
而圣灵也是一个改变的大能。
And Holy Spirit is also a great power of transformation.
当我们敞着脸见着主
，When we encounter and face to.The Lord face to face.
他说每一次这样子的 face to face.
Every encountering face to face.
每一次这样子的神圣相会 divine encounter.
Every divine encounter.
就好像在照属灵的镜子一样。
As if we're looking at a spiritual mirror.
啊，我们从前说是妻子是我们的照妖镜哈，那个是一种讲法。你跟主亲近，每一次亲近主都是照镜子。
So every time we draw near to the Lord.We are looking at the mirror.
而且这种的照镜子绝对不白照。
And such actions will never be in vain.
圣经上告诉我们，越照就怎么样，越像耶稣。
Because the scripture tells us, the more we look at, behold, in this spiritual mirror, the more we'll be transformed into the image of Christ.
姊妹们，把你们照镜子的十分之一奉献出来。
So sisters, consecrate 10%.Of the time that you look at yourself in the mirror.
站在镜子面前祷告主好了。
How about stand before in front of the mirror and pray to the Lord?
我跟你说，比涂那么多东西还要漂亮的。
Then you will look more beautiful than putting on a lot of makeup.
弟兄们一样。
Same with brothers.
我一从前以为只有姊妹们化妆，我后来在美国读书的时候。
I used to think only sisters would spend time in front of the mirror until I came to study in the U.S.
啊，跟我住在一起的一个马来西亚的侨生非常可爱哦。
A brother from Malaysia was my roommate.
他每一次去聚会以前一定要全身洗得干干净净，喷香水啊，擦什么？他说因为去朝见主。
Every time he went before he went to a church, he went to church. He would spend a lot of time making himself looking good and smell good because he says he was gonna go.And worship God.
但弟兄姊妹，这种刷来刷去、喷来喷去，比不上照属灵的镜子。
But all these actions cannot be compared to looking at the spiritual mirror.
每一次敞着脸去见着主。
Every time we behold the Lord with unveiled face.
圣灵改变的大能就开始进行。
Then this great transformation power of the Holy Spirit started to take action.
他一面显出我们哪些地方不像耶稣。
On one hand, He will expose us.Areas that we are not like Jesus.
你今天不应该那样子对姊妹讲话的。
He says, you shouldn't talk to your sister like that.
今天弟兄那么累回到家，你不应该马上就在那边发牢骚叫他去做事的。
And you shouldn't complain to your husband the moment he steps into the house.
你今天在教会不应该弄那样子的理由，不做整洁工作就跑掉的。
And today at church, you shouldn't run away from your cleaning duty with such an excuse.
当我们在那里照的时候。
So as we are looking at this mirror,
圣灵一方面显出我们哪些地方不像耶稣。
On one hand, the Holy Spirit exposed areas that we are not like Jesus.
但是圣经也告诉我们，他的光是带着医治的能力。
But yet the Scripture also tells us that His light has healing power.
他光照不是只是为了责备我们。
When He enlightens us, the purpose is not to
他光照我们是为了祝福我们，为了改变我们。
But he enlightened us so that we can be transformed and be blessed.
所以我们每一次照耶稣的时候
，So every time we behold Jesus,
我们就更像耶稣。
We're becoming more and more like Jesus.
每一次我们敞着脸来见着主的时候
，Every time we behold Jesus with unveiled faces,
我们不仅仅享受他的同在，我们看见主的荣光啊。
Not only that we enjoy his presence, we behold his glory.
而且我们就好像从镜子里反照
，And also we are being reflected.In the mirror.
就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
And we're being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以，一个真正在圣灵里自由的人
，So a person who is truly free in the Spirit,
他一定被不断的改变，不断的更新，越来越像耶稣。
He will be continue being transformed and renewed to be more and more like Jesus.
所以，自由跟像主。是在圣灵里自由一定有的结果。
So being free in the Holy Spirit will have the natural result of being like Jesus.
因为我们经历了他释放的大能。
Because we experienced His great
我们 也经历了他改变的大能。
We also experience this great transformation power.
所以在我结束的时候，我就提几个我们在实行上我们可以来操练、来注意的话。
Before I end, I like to point out some things that we can practice.
第一个就是在十六节讲的，你们的心几时转向主，帕子几时就除去。
First point is in verse 16, that when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
所以学习转向主是很重要的一件事情。
So it is very important to turn to the Lord.
而且他是说 whenever, 就是任何时候我们都可以转，也都应该来转。
So it says whenever, that means any moment we should and we ought.
不是只有在灵修、在祷告、在聚会的时候我转向主。
So we do not turn to the Lord only when we have a devotion or when we are in the meeting.
而是 24/7, 365 a year, 每一天每一个时刻我都可以转向主。
But every moment, every day, we can turn to the Lord.
如果我们不想向主，我们不可能有真自由。
Because without turning to the Lord, we will not have true freedom.
我们不转向主，帕子不可能除去的。
Without turning to the Lord, the veil will not be taken away.
所以我再回到我从前常讲的那句话，我车子后面的车牌写 Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
As if on my license plate, it says, Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候你都可以180度的转向神。
Anytime you can make a U-turn to God.
任何时候。
Anytime.
夫妻才吵架可以转向主。
When you are fighting with your spouse, you can at that moment turn
一个很负面的情绪来笼罩你的时候，我们转向主。
When all of a sudden a negative emotion comes to control you, you can turn to the Lord at that moment.
那弟兄姊妹，这是第一件事情我们要学习，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So that is the first thing we ought to learn.
我们看到太多的儿女们得不到自由，是因为我们一直在我们的里面往前去。
So many children of God are not in freedom because we continue to live in that circumstances.
背向光跟转过来迈向光明，这是完全不同的境界。
It's a drastic difference when you have your back toward the light or you face the light.
你背向光，黑暗在你的前面。
When you turn your back to the light, then what's in front of you is total darkness.
我们的每一步路，每一个时刻，黑暗都在我的眼前。
So every step we take, darkness is in front of us.
当我转向光的时候，迈向光明的时候，黑暗丢在后面了。
But as soon as we turn to the light, then what's in front of us is total light.
所以在旧约，神要百姓们要望铜蛇，一望铜蛇就必得救。
That is why in the Old Testament, God commanded Israelites to turn to behold the bronze serpent. Whenever they behold, they will be healed.
我们刚才唱的波饼唱的194首，我们一望救主容脸，我灵就立得自由。
Like the hymn we just sang in hymn 194, whenever we turn to the Lord, our spirit will be free.
我们灵就得到自由了。
Our spirit will be set free.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
当我们真正转向主的时候，
When we turn to the Lord,
我们在这里做一个交易，一个交换。
We actually have a transaction, have a exchange.
我曾经介绍大家读一本小书，叫做《属灵伟人得力秘诀》。
I once recommended a book as the secret to renewed strength.By the spiritual giants.
他很简短地介绍一些属灵伟人，就是很简短地介绍他们。
So in this booklet, it briefly introduced many spiritual giants.
我记得他介绍到戴德生的时候，是用交换的生命做标题。
I remember when it talks about Hudson Taylor, the title is an exchanged life.
弟兄姊妹，我们第二件事情就是跟主做一个交易。
So the second thing we need to do is to.Exchange with the Lord.
不管当时控制你的情绪是什么，
whatever that emotion at that moment, whatever emotion is controlling you.
不管当时捆绑你的这个罪恶、软弱或是问题是什么，
whatever the bondage could be sin, could be a weakness, whatever that is.
你跟主做一个交换，
make an exchange with the Lord.
你说主，我把我这个可怜的自己交给你。
You just say, Lord, I give you my pitiful self.
你用你自己来替代。
And you exchange and replace it with yourself.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界现在是一个交易原则的世界，对不对？
In this world, the entire world operates on the principle of transactions.
连很多的婚姻都变成交易的原则，你爱我，我就顺服你；你顺服我，我就爱你。
Even in a lot of marriages, things work like transactions. You love me, then I will obey you.
你给我钱够多，我就为你卖力。
If you give me enough money, I will work for you.
你不给我加班费，那我有别的方法来 make up 我自己。
If you don't pay me overtime, then I'll get my compensation somewhere else.
这是交易的原则。
And that works on the principle of transaction.
但是弟兄姊妹，神喜欢我们到主的面前，把我跟主来交换，不再是我。乃是基督。
But yet the Lord delights that we come before Him and exchange with Him. It is no longer I, but Christ.
假如美国银行不是这个美国美国这个财政部突然宣布啊。
What if the Treasury Department of U.S. government all of a sudden make the announcement?
他说全世界不管你是任何国家。
It says whatever country you are in.
你只要拿你国家的钞票来。
That you can bring your local currencies.
100块换100块，1000块换就给你1000块。
Then we will exchange with a face value with U.S. dollars.
请问谁最划算
？$1,000 for $1,000, $1 for $1. So who gets the better deal?
就是那种美金等于1000块钱的那种国家最赚，对不对
？See for those who come from the nation that a dollar is like 100 or 1,000 of their currency.
就是你钞票越不值钱的国家，你越赚。
So whatever nations that their currency has the least face value, they get the most benefit.
日本人赚的就比台湾人多，台湾人赚的就比中国大陆的人多。
So then the Japan will have better deal than Taiwan, and Taiwan has better deal than China.
弟兄姊妹，我这个败坏连我自己都讨厌的生命，居然可以来换耶稣的生命，你说这是什么交换
？So what kind of transaction or exchange that is that our use our base corrupted sinful life can be exchanged with this glorious holy life.
那个 cashier 是圣灵，他来做这件事情。
And the cashier is Holy Spirit, and he is doing this.
只要我来到主的面前，承认我不行，我需要主，我要耶稣来替代我。
As soon as we come before the Lord and admit that I cannot do it myself, I need the Lord.I need the Lord to help me.
圣灵要做这件事情。
The Holy Spirit will work for it.
那第三件事情。
Thirdly,
这个需要用信心来接受的。
We have to receive it by faith.
我怎么样接受圣灵改变的大能、释放的大能在我身上
？How can I accept Holy Spirit's great liberating and transforming power?
我不凭感觉。
Not by my feelings.
我也不根据我的经验。
Not according to my experiences.
我也不根据我眼见周围的情形。
Not according to my sights.
我就是这么单纯，神怎么说，我怎么相信。
Just by pure faith, I believe whatever the Lord says.
他说他的灵在哪里，哪里就要得自由。
He says wherever His Spirit is, there is liberty.
他说我们的心几时转向主，帕子都要除去，我们可以见着他。
And He says whenever we turn to Him, we shall see and behold His glory.
我们可以接受他那 transforming power, 他那个改变的大能要来改变我。
And we can receive this transformation power, and we will be transformed.
我们就用赞美，就用信心来接受他。
So let us accept it by faith and praises.
主耶稣，我赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
你话这么说，我就是这么信。
I believe.Whatever you said,
我厌恶我自己里面这种这个不能控制的情绪。
I despise my emotion that is uncontrollable.
我厌恶我自己对罪恶的贪恋。
I despise the pleasures in sin.
我厌恶我自己对你没有爱没有渴慕。
I despise and I'm so frustrated that I do not have longing or love for you.
我厌恶我这么长的时间不冷不热。
I despise for such a long time I've been lukewarm.
主耶稣，我赞美你。你说我只要把我自己带来，你要让我可以不再是我，乃是你。
Lord Jesus, I praise you because you promised that as long as I turn to you, you can make it true that it's no longer I but Christ.
把心向主敞开来。
Turn to the Lord and open our hearts.
让圣灵改变的大能在这个时候就荣上加荣的来改变我们。
That the great transforming power of the Holy Spirit come to transform us from glory to glory.
他光照的地方，光照我们的地方，我们就向他认罪。
Whenever He exposes us, let us confess and repent.
请你相信我，圣灵从来不会只叫我们认罪而已。
Please trust me that the Holy Spirit doesn't just causes to repent.
圣灵也从来不会只是责备我们而已。
And the Holy Spirit does not only rebuke us.
他一定带来改变的。
He will transform us.
他一定把基督带给我们的。
He will bring to us Christ.
当你祷告起来的时候，你会发现你这个人不一样。
So after you get up from your prayers, you will experience a difference.
啊，原来气爸爸妈妈气成这个样子，你可能出来会跟爸爸妈妈道歉。
So maybe before you pray, you were angry at your parents, but after you pray.You might apologize to your parents.
可能有一个东西原来那样子捆绑你，你说我非要买最新的 iPad 不可。你后来说讲 iPad 算什么
？Maybe you were controlled by this desire to buy the newest version of iPad, but after you pray, it's no longer.
怎么能够让他来夺取我的喜乐，夺取我在主面前讨神喜欢呢
？How can I allow something to steal and rob away my pleasure in Christ?
最后一件事情。
Lastly.
加拉太书第五章第一节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1
他说你们要站立得稳
Stand firm
基督已经释放了我们叫我们得以自由
Christ has set us free
所以要站立得稳不要再被奴仆的轭辖制
Stand fast therefore in Christ and no longer be bounded by the yoke of slavery
主是荣上加荣的改变我们
Because the Lord is transforming us from glory to glory
我们不要再随便回到从前的地步
So let us not go back to where we were before
为着主在我身上每一次的工作我们感谢他
We ought to thank him and praise him for all the work that he has done for us
基督既然已经释放了我
Because Christ has already set us free
叫我自由
And set us free, give us freedom.
让我里面的愤怒，让我里面的苦毒，让我里面的埋怨出去了。
Because I somehow I'm set free from the bitterness and anger and complaints.
我以后不要再随便容许这些东西回来辖制我。
So do not let these things come back to bind us anymore.
靠着主的恩典站立得稳。
Stand fast.By the grace of God,
当同样的情绪又回来的时候
when the same emotion comes back,
我们立刻拒绝它
we shall reject it right away.
我们立刻照从前说的我马上就是一个提醒叫我转向主
and just use that as a reminder to turn to the Lord right away.
我们的心即时转向主帕子即时就出去了
whenever we turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
我们来经历圣灵释放的大能主就是那灵主的灵在哪里哪里就得自由
let us experience this greatLiberating power of the Holy Spirit. Wherever the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
同样的，我们也来经历他改变的大能。
Likewise, let us experience this great transforming power.
敞着脸，瞻仰他的荣颜。
With unveiled faces, let us behold his glory.
敞着脸来照属灵的镜子。
Let us, with unveiled faces, look at the spiritual mirror.
敞开心，接受圣灵荣上加荣的改变。
Open wide our hearts.And receive this great transforming power of the Holy Spirit.
我们唱一首诗歌哈。
Let's sing a song.
295首，短诗的295首。
This is a short hymn, 295.
人来的时候带着怎么样子的捆绑。
Whatever bondage we had when we came.
不管我们是瘸腿是瞎眼。
Whether we were lame or we were blind.
不管我们是被关在情欲里面，哦，情绪里面，或是罪恶的监狱里面。
Or we were imprisoned by our emotions or sin.
基督来要叫我们得自由。
Christ came to set us free.
活水要涌流。
And to spring up all well.
而且是从我灵的深处来涌流。
From our spirit.
我们最后再唱一次完以后，有几个弟兄姊妹带我们祷告。
After we sing, some will.
生命的活水从我脸流开，却对着心中香烟慢慢间，打开天一门，释放飞入的生命的活水从我涌出，但活水涌流从我里去，活水涌流是我痊愈，活水涌流
道路真理生命，主啊，从你来的是要丰盛的生命，我们感谢赞美你，
阿门。
主，我们感谢你，你是那活水生命的泉源，永留在我们的心中。哦，我们的主，我们听了你的话，但愿主啊，你此刻用你圣灵的能力，把我们心中所有的掺杂、所有的误会、所有的软弱，都把我们清除干净，好让你活水涌流，只满溢出来。这个活水，我们走到哪里就带到哪里，基督就在那里，让人得到活水。我们的主，谢谢你来改变我们，恩上加恩，力上加力。我们的主，我们谢谢你，你配得圣徒们永远的来尊崇你，来爱戴你，来信靠你。哦，耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。早晨我们说我们有一个盼望，我们要拣选那个活水的生命，我们要专心的来爱耶稣，我们要来遵行神的话语，专一的来靠这位永活的神。愿你祝福你的教会，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，
阿门。
早晨，基督在我们的心中再一次向我们来说话。这个基督在我们的心里成为有荣耀的盼望。
阿门。
要从我们的腹中流出活水的江河，直涌到永生。
阿门。
主，是的，我们不仅仅需要你的赦免，我们也需要你的生命。主啊，你不仅仅借着圣灵重生了我们，你也借着圣灵常常来更新我们。
Amen.
当我们再一次来转眼仰望耶稣的时候，当我们再一次从心的深处我们承认我们没有力量来奔跑这条信心的道路的时候，主啊，你活水的生命，你新造的生命再一次 来拥抱我们，再加力量给我们。
Amen.
是的，投靠你的必定有福。让我们再一次早晨尝着主恩的滋味，便知道你是美善。主，我们谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督。
阿门。主，我们从心里面我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
你不仅仅为罪人死。
Not only that you die for sinners.
你也要为死人活。
But you also live for us.
这伟大复活的生命已经在我们里面。
This great resurrected life is already in us.
它是远超过一切执政的、掌权的。
It's far above all the principalities.
天上地下没有一个力量能够超得过它。
There's no power in heaven on earth.Can overcome it.
你说神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
You say the Son of God has set us free, and we are free indeed.
我们蒙召也就是为了要得自由。
And we are also called to freedom.
主啊，你既然已经释放了我们
，Lord, you have already delivered us.
叫我们得以自由
，so that we can be freed.
你让我们从此真的能够靠你的恩典站立的稳。
So help us to stand fast by your grace.
不要再被奴仆的恶来辖制。
That we will not no longer yield to the bondage of slavery.
主，我们在这里特别为着在座的每一个人向你祷告。
We especially pray for every one of us here.
不管今天在我们身上有什么东西压制我们。
Whatever that is oppressing us right now.
有什么捆绑我们。 们。
Whatever is binding us right now，
不管是疾病也好
，Whether is a sickness，
是我们的罪恶软弱也好
，Or our sin and weaknesses，
是我们的肉体、我们的情绪也好
，Or our flesh or emotions，
或是人际关系里面的破裂、受伤
，Or relationship or any brokenness。
神的儿子啊。
Oh, the Son of God.
我们向你敞开我们的心。
We open our hearts to you.
我们都转眼来望你。
And we turn our eyes to you.
按手在我们每一个人的身上。
Lay hand on every one of us.
哦，对我们说你自由了。
And speak to us, say you be free.
因为你来就是要叫我们被掳的得释放，受压制的得自由。
Because you have come to set all the oppressed and captives free.
哦，让我们在圣灵里面得享那真实。
So that we can enjoy true freedom in the spirit.
让我们在圣灵里面经历哦，你在生命里面给我们的改变。
That we can experience the transformation of life in spirit.
让我们的自由不是只是外面的。
So that our freedom is no longer outward.
我们自由更是在生命里面，在圣灵里的。
But in life and in the spirit.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.